Bez Hashem, continuing Simin Lamed Beis Sif Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Samach Zayin, Shin number 80. Let's begin from the beginning of Sif Yud Zayin, and we'll pick up in the Mishnah Berurah from Sif Katan Samach Zayin. Im Nafla Tipas Dioy, L'Soicha Ois. You have a drop of ink that falls, L'Soicha Ois, inside of the letter. Ve'eni Nikeres Ois. And we can't discern, we can't recognize what this letter is supposed to be, because there's an extra drop of ink that fell there. Ein takono ligro hadioi ba'deikach ye nikro ois davi chaktoichis. Impossible. There is no solution to scrape away that extra ink, and then we'll be able to discern what the letter is, because that's what's called chaktoichis. Impossible. And it's going to be possible. Why is that a psul? Mishum de beinon, says the Mechaber further, vikosav v'loy v'chokak. We need to write the letters of the Tefil Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. We can't create a letter by scraping away a letter, by scraping away some ink and forming the letter. Chok toichos in our discussion here is when you scrape away. Every time I say the word scrape away, I'm thinking in my head that silver tool that's like a scalpel with that like little slanted, right? Yeah, that scalpel. That's what I'm thinking about. That's what they use. So you can use that also. Something like that. And if you form the letter by scraping it away, you didn't, the kosav, you didn't write it. That's the psul, yes. So now let's catch up here in the Mishnah Sifkot and Samech Zayin before we go further in the Mechaber. And the Mishnah tells us as follows: this is also called chakiko. What does it mean? Also, it's another form of engraving, of scraping. Kevin she'enoi, turning the page in the Dirush edition, she'enoi ois emais v'gufo ois. Elo yigror, you're not doing anything with the actual letter itself. Elo yigror gam kein tsas meha ois. You're scraping a little from the letter. Ad shelo yishar tsurasoi olav, to the point that its tsura, its original form of the letter, is not there anymore. V'achakach yisak nenu, and afterwards you're going to fix it to the proper form. Im leikos avadayin achar ois zu, if you didn't write another letter yet, you can do this. If you did not write the next letter, you can scrape away, you can rewrite what needs to be written, because it's not a problem of what? Of Shalekh Sidron, of going out of order. The lavach impossible to fill mezuzah being unconcision, because if you did already go to the next letter, and then you're fixing up this letter to look, make it look like a proper form of a letter, now it's Shalekh Sidron. It's out of order. This whole halach of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's pasods, machme sho'is ene nikar, v'nizbatel, because the letter that you originally wrote is not recognizable, and it's as if it does not exist. And now you're scraping away to create a new letter, and it's going out of order, and it's not v'kosav. But if the letter, the form of the letter, did not change at all, okay. So it's very important. Each prat, each detail makes a difference. If you did not change the tsur of the ois, let's say that it's not that a drop of ink fell in the middle of a chaf to look like a pei. That's not what happened. But it fell on the outside of the chaf and looks like the chaf has a bump. As it looks, there's an extra bump on the chaf. It doesn't belong there. So in this case, aval im loy nishtane tsura so ois, if the tsura of the ois did not change, you are permitted to erase that drop of ink. It doesn't make a difference if the ink fell inside the cavity of the letter, or on the actual letter itself, and then the top, the roof, what they call the top of the letter, became thicker. Or let's say the extra ink fell on the leg of the letter. In all those cases, you are permitted to fix that letter because the tsura, the letter, the form of the letter is still intact.
Where you called a child up to
this, you don't even need a child. You know why?
But that would work, right?
Yeah, I believe so. That would work if you had the child come up there. But I'm just in my mind, I'm just thinking of an example of, like, let's say you I can see it happening, you know. The cipher takes the quill, I'm sorry, and he's going over, and a drop falls, and all of a sudden you have a hunchback chaf, right? Or the little job goes extra on the end of a vav or a zayin. Now you clearly see it's a vav and a zayin. It just doesn't belong there. That's not how you write the letter. So to scrape that away, all you're doing in that case is fixing the little mistake that did not halachically change anything. That's what's going on. And that's allowed. He says further, Medina, from the letter of the law, afilu tikin loy boy bazeh. Really? He says you don't have to fix it. Right? Once again, you have a vav, and it's just not the most beautiful vav, but it's a vav. It's not like we have to go ask the child what the letter is. It's a vav. So since you don't even have to fix it, when I scrape away, it's not forming the letter. Rag yer setoy shiyasakin. It's just better that you should fix it. Akein yochel asis tikin zeh afilu betfilu mezuzos debeinu kesidron. And that's why you can even do this approach of fixing the letter by scraping it away, even by tefillin mezuzos, which requires to go in the correct order, because you're not going out of order. V'da'oid. The Shulchan Aruch Meiri, afilo nafla hatipa achar shenigmar ha'oy. So this is Baruch, this was your question. When did this drop of ink fall? So he says, even if the ink fell after you already wrote the letter, afilu nafla hatipa achar shenigmar ha'ois, after the letter was written, the kol shekin, even more so, im nafla koydem. This is Tzemach, is your question. Koydem shenigmar ha'ois kedin. Even if the letter, the extra ink fell before you finished the letter, v'gama metchila ha'ois ve'nikar adayin, and then you finish the letter, now it's not recognizable. You don't know what the letter is. The bazeh kuliyam seivim de ain't takana begrira satipa. Everyone agrees now that there's no solution of scraping away that drop of ink. The harei lo yohayol of mioidlam shemois. It never had the status of a letter, because when you dropped that ink and then you continued finishing the letter, when you picked up your hand, you looked at it, it doesn't look like anything. So how are you going to create the correct letter? By scraping away the drop. That's chatoiches, that's not vikosav. Yes?
If you don't start the next letter yet, you can scrape away the whole thing, right?
Yeah, okay, correct. If you did not start the next letter, that is correct. You can scrape away everything and start anew.
Right, okay.
Right. But what he's saying is...
That's not what he's saying.
Right, what he's talking about is, like, let's say you didn't start the next letter. And in order to correct this mistake, you're not erasing everything. You're not scraping it. You just scrape away that drop. That's a problem here. Because at this present moment, you can't read what the letter is. You don't have no idea what that is. So the only way you know that letter is a chaf is by scraping away that extra ink.
You can't do that.
No, you can't do that. Even if you didn't go to the next letter yet. Because did I do the cost? Did I form the letter of writing it? No. I created that letter. I formed that letter by scraping away. That's chatoichus. That's not vikosav, as the Mechaber says in the previous page.
But you haven't gone to the next...
Rak'ata alidei greira, we're in the first wide line, at the end of the first wide line, v'havi chok toichus mamish. And he says, when you are scraping away that letter, even if you didn't go to the next letter yet, and you're scraping away that little extra drop, just a little extra drop, not the whole letter, the little extra drop, you created, you formed that letter by scraping. And that's not the kosav, and it's chok toiches, and it's possible. Ach, however, im gorar mitchilo hatipo. What if you script away the drop first? V'roitzat ligmor ois. Now you want to finish the letter. That's why every step makes a difference. Let's get this case now. He's writing a letter. Part of the letter got smudged with some more extra ink. So what does he do? If he continues to write the letter, and then he scrapes it away, it's possible. If he scrapes away first, that extra amount, then vikasa, if he continues to write, it's kosher.
It says there's a conflict.
Well. So first he says. First he says here, mitchila v'rotzel atul igra ois. It's definitely one opinion that says it's kosher. That's my plague is. But everyone will agree the first approach is definitely not good. What's the first approach? To be clear, the first approach is when the extra ink dropped, he continues to correct the form of the letter and then he scrapes it away afterwards. Scrapes away the extra drop afterwards. That's not good. Now, the Radach is of the opinion. Doloi Mahani. In the case when the ink dropped, when you're in the middle of the letter, and then you scrape it away, and then you continue forming the letter, he says that's still not good. The sphere lay the cave in Shinofla Tipa al Mikzah Sa'is, when it's battle me menu shame siva, vavikikabalma, which is what your question was when we started the shir, right? When you have that drop, like when are we talking? Did you finish writing the letter, right? So he says, once you have a drop of ink that falls on the letter, and you scrape it away, and you continue writing, that's still called chakiko. That's not called ksiva. That's not called writing. And how's that going to help? It says the Radach to continue writing after you scraped it away. Lamaisa, his svara is, I still scraped away to form the letter. And even more so, if a drop of ink falls on the klaf, so interesting case. You have a drop of ink that falls, and it falls in a good way. They say, oh, you know what? I'm just going to continue that ink and make my chaf, make the rest of the half of the chaf I need. That he says, nothing doing. Because that drop of ink that fell was not a ksiva. It was just a drop. It's spilled. Fine. That's the opinion of the Radach. However, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, both the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, in Evin Ezra and Sim Kufcha Feisef Dalit, Mikilin, they are lenient, Afilu Bezeh HaDin HaAchroin, even in the latter din of what? When the ink drops and I continue and form my letter. V'sayvren deloy mikri chaktoichos elo kishegoymer ha'ois aidei chakika. When do the Beis Yosef and the Ramah say it's called chaktoichos? That you form the letter by engraving and scraping away? That's only if you finalize the letter, the form of the letter, by scraping it away. The achroinim are machmir with this last din, that if a drop of ink falls and then you add more to it, you should not do that. Unless let's go back. What's the problem and what's the unless? If a drop of ink spills, and then you finish, you add more ink, and then finish the chaf. The Achreinim want to say, we go with the Radach, not like the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, to be machmer, and it's not good. However, if that drop of ink spills in a way that it looks like a part of a letter, and you can still take from that drop of ink more ink and finish the form of the letter, it's kosher, it's good. Okay. Sifkan Samiches. So in order to see Sifkan Samiches, we go back a little to the previous page and read the Mechaber first. V'hu adin. V'hu adin. Im to'o v'kosav dalid v'makam reish. If you wrote a dalid in the place of a reish, oy beis v'makam chof, or a letter beis instead of a chof, Ein takana limchoik hatag lesakin ha'ois. You do not have any solution. Ein takana limchoik hatag lesakin ha'ois. To erase this tag, that crown, that top part, to fix the letter. Mishum David kechok taychis. So that's a perfect example of chok taychis. You're forming the correct letter by scraping away. Not vikasav, not by writing. Says the Mishnah Rura in Siv Katan Samech Ches. Ein takana, perush, al dei hamechiko, ein takana. Through the, what's called erasing, meaning the scraping, this is not a solution. Avo mutter lohisiv dioi velasas ogol. But you are permitted to add more ink to round off the section. So, I'm sorry?
So you have a fat chaf.
A fatter, thicker chaf,
right.
Instead of a bays, which was possible. Now, you can't scrape off the section of the bays, the pointy part, but you could fill in some thickness. That's a good solution. Make it more ugly, make it more rounded. V'chein im tov v'kasav of reish b'mokam dalid. So too, if you made a mistake, you wrote a reish instead of a dalid. V'chav b'mokam beis. V'yu oisius oven, and there were thicker letters. Ein takana shigarein, v'yami idein b'tmunas dalid beis. There's no solution by scraping away part of that thickness of the letter, and now you have the proper dalid beis. However, like we said above, you could add more ink and make it a proper dalet and base. V'chein, so too, im to'o v'kosav b'mokam zayin nun pshuto. You made a mistake. The sefer made a mistake, and he wrote v'kosav b'mokam zayin, instead of writing a zayin, he wrote final nun, the nun that you write at the end of a letter. Ein takana shi'igaroi. You cannot scrape away the length, the extra part of this this nun, which will now form a zayin. This is chak toiches. But what do you have to do? You have to erase it totally. Now, you can only erase it totally if you didn't go on to the next letter yet. Because of hey, so if you made a mistake, you wrote a hey instead of a dalid. You can't erase, scrape away the left leg. It's called the leg of the hey, the left leg. And then you have a dalid. You cannot do that. The doime l'samich ubeis shenafal tipas dioy shom is kakel tumunasai al deze the lemahani greiros tipa. Just like when you have a samich or a beis. And an extra drop of ink falls in your bays, and now you have a samach. Yeah, I'm only just finished. Mishum de ein ois ma'isa begufa ois, because you're not doing an actual action to the letter. Vachinami kahai gavna, just like in our case as well. Elo tzarech ligro gam king tzas hagag ad sheishar kimoy vav. But rather, you have to scrape away a little of the roof, of the top of it. Until you have what's called a vav. So afterwards, after he scrapes away, he's going to add more ink. So it's not the scraping away that's creating the letter. It's the more ink. Oiligror hayerech atshulo yishar tzuas dalid alof. Or he's going to scrape away the letter of the dalid to the point that it doesn't look like a dalid. V'achakach yisaknenu, and afterwards he's going to fix. Now all these cases, he did not go on to the next letter yet. Klolo de milsa. The rule is as follows. This is the klal. Geirer loy mahani lios ksiva b'kach mikri chak teiches. To scrape away, to form the letter, is possible. Geirer loy mahani lios ksiva b'kach. And it's called chak teiches. Aval koisev mahani, but koisev helps. Shema'ave ho'ois midal reish, I mean reish dalid v'koisev atak. What can you do? As we explained, you can thicken the letter to create what you need to fix. if it was the wrong letter, you add more ink, that you can do. And as Tzemach pointed out, if you see after it dries that it doesn't look so beautiful, then you could shave it down and drop. Now, once you have the proper letter, you're not creating a letter by shaving it. In regards to going Shleikah Sidron out of order, Nafaychu, it's the opposite. Okay, now it's very interesting. Goyrer is kosher. So to create a letter by writing, by scraping away, by Grira, it's possible. But in regards to going out of order, Goyrer is fine. Why? As we'll see, when you have two letters that are touching each other. But it's very important that the two letters are very clearly visible. This is a resh, this is a base, whatever it is. The letters are totally touching each other, but you can see what the letters are. So when I'm separating the letters, even if I wrote 10 other words afterwards, it's not a problem. Because did I just write the letter? No. The letter was totally written. The zeloi mikri ma'isa begufois, that's not called an actual writing of the letter. The koisev is possible. However, you cannot go backwards to write because that's like a sidron. This that we permitted to add more ink to make it look correct. That's only in the case where you did not write the next letter. You can still fix it. Not by greiro, not by scraping, but rather by adding thickness to the letter. Okay, Sifkot and Samech Tes, and we'll stop here with Sifyot Zayin, and Mr. Shem, next year we'll pick up by Sifyot Ches. There's a lot to digest over here. Sifkot and Samech Tes. So we said, Ein takona limchoik hatag l'sakein l'sakein ois, mishum davi kechok toichos. So the case we're dealing was with when you wrote a dalid instead of a resh. Now a dalid has a tag on it. The resh doesn't. The tag is like the crown, the point. The dalet has it, but the resh doesn't. Or you're in a beis, which has more pronounced parts to it, and the back, we'll learn, is sticking out a little more, as opposed to a chaf, which is more rounded. So he says, it does not help to just scrape away the tag. Says the Mishra Sifkon Samech, that's v'afilim achar kach yimshoich gamkein gagoy. And even if afterwards you are yimshoich gamkein gagoy, you spread out the top, the roof, the tachtisoy shelachof, leimahani de belav hachi tsurosolau. This will not help. Vafilu im achakach im shoich gamkin gagoy v'tachtisoy. Even if afterwards you're going to spread out its top and its bottom part of the chof, leimahani de belav hachi tsurosolau. It already had that tzura of that part on it. It just had the extra part. So to add and enhance what it already had is not going to help anything. What you have to do, you can't, in other words, he says you cannot scrape away the extra part of the base and add more afterwards. Well, the only way to fix this is to add more ink in the first place. And then, like you said, after it dries, you could sharpen it up. Okay, so this was very important. Sif Yud Zayin, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue these halachas about the mem that was nidbok psichoso v'nistama, that the opening of the mem was connected.